Hello and welcome to Visualize This. This episode was written and recorded by Tanith Withers. You can find her at yogawithtanith.com. If you like this show, please consider becoming a patron on patreon.com/visualize_this for as little as a single dollar per month. This will help me make more episodes more quickly. For now, sit back, relax, take a deep breath, and visualize this.
Gently close your eyes. Bring your focus to the natural rise and fall of the breath, in and out, loop upon loop of infinite pathways. Inhaling as the chest rises, exhaling as it gently falls. Let this soft rhythm rinse through the mind and soothe the body into a deep sense of calm. As the breath continues on its loop, begin to picture an inner light forming from the center of your belly. Each inhale and exhale rolls the light around, slowly building it brighter and bigger, until it encompasses your whole body. This bright white light spreads out to fill your room and envelop your home, pouring out into the street and the neighborhood until it sweeps as far as you can imagine. Your entire vision of existence is consumed by the peaceful glow of this light and bathed in the calming origin of your breath. The light begins to soften, pulling back from the corners of your mind to reveal that you are sitting on a grassy bank overlooking a still, mirrored lake at the foothills of a rolling mountainscape on the left and on the right. You cannot see the end of the lake as it dips down over the horizon, but in the bay you find yourself, you realize that there is no one but you, the lake, and a singular timber jetty out in front of you. The soft roll of the water meeting at the shore is the only sound you hear, but it's enough to pick you up from the grassy bank and follow your damp footsteps down towards the lake. Your feet feel the change from the solid, cool earth underfoot to the dry and feathered timber of the jetty as it rises up to meet the grass. The jetty is weathered but strong and reaches out into the water with matching timber railings on either side. Ahead of you, it ends in a wide open platform with one small wooden rowboat attached to a fixing on the corner. Your feet keep the lazy beat of the water lapping up against the jetty, and each footstep forward brings a feeling of relaxation and lightness. You reach the end of where wood meets water, and as you bend down to sit yourself at the jetty edge, you feel the cool air from the lake rise up to meet the underside of your feet. Placing your right hand behind you, you lower yourself to sit on the grey timber and swing your legs towards the water. Your feet are not submerged, but your toes tap lightly at the surface of the glassy lake, playing with the change from warm air to cool liquid. You take both your hands behind you, palms flat, to lean back and scan the panorama of lake, hillside, and horizon. There is a soft haze that the warm day brings, and at times it blurs the line of where mountain, lake, and sky meet and you feel yourself dissolve into that beautiful, peaceful mix. You lean your head back and breathe in the fresh air, exhaling to settle it into the pockets of your body. There is a soft, dull knock against the jetty, and you remember the little rowboat to your left. You lift your head, squinting against the sun, and take your gaze to where the boat nudges its mooring. The boat is a duck egg blue, sun-bleached in parts, but not enough to wear away the name hand-painted in butter yellow on its side. The name happens to be the same as the person you last thought of, who might be in need of some tranquility right now. How fitting that they are represented here, in your lakeland of peace, floating with ease in the soft rise and fall of the water's play. Both sharing the anchoring of the jetty, you and the little wooden rowboat, you lie yourself back and stretch your hands behind your head, smiling your face to the sun and your feet to the water. You take another big inhale and sink the smells of the timber decking, the clean lake air, and the warm sunny day deep into your body. Lake life is good. The sunlight holds a little longer in your belly, and you feel the familiar roll of that inner light begin to form. Inhaling and exhaling to broaden the glow until it beams out of the crown of your head, along the jetty, right up into the grass bank, down through the soles of your feet into the lake, and up the mountainside, until you are once again consumed in the landscape of your mind by nothing other than your gentle luminescence. You rest here for a beat longer, feeling your complete lightness of being, until the glow begins to pull back once more, receding from the edges of your mind and clearing the soft haze to reveal your room, in your home, back in your neighborhood. You sigh yourself back into your day, soles of the feet lake cool and mountain fresh.
The end. I hope you enjoyed that. If you did, can you think of a friend who might like it? Please share this episode with them. Cheers.
Ping.